Welcome to Indie Live's Poetry Open Mic Spot.
I'm Angus Shuchan, and this is Clear. I've swore myself after a beer. It was running a bit too dear. I've made some home brew, and in a week, maybe it's two, I hope it's starting to clear.
Happiness by Sheila Nichols. Happiness is a flower-filled garden that someone else has dug. Catchy tunes that linger and don't assault your lug. A springtime walk across the moors to watch the seasons change without the need to duck because it's now a firing range. To savour a crunchy salad where carrots don't have to be peeled and the lettuce did not start life in a pesticide-drenched field. To take the children to a farm and smell the new-mown hay without the risk of damaged lungs from spores that fly your way. To shop without considering hysterical food fads and tuck into a plate of stew that won't send you barking mad. Such simple pleasures make me glad to be alive today, to roam about the jungle, and when I can, make hay.
And this is a little poem I wrote to my friend and her brother. And it tells of how we are trying to have face-to-face communication with our families at this testing time. It's called To a Laptop, open brackets, Coronavirus 2020, close brackets. We all have loved ones who live alone and call them often by telephone. That's not enough in times of late, as folks all have to isolate. Now, if your parents you want to see, you'll need to teach technology. A phone's not enough, not the right type, so some training is required in Skype. You call at first, all full of pep. I'll take them through it step by step. Fiona's brother had this plan. He can do it. Kenneth's a man. Kenneth tried and tried, but had no luck, and pretty soon ran out of pluck. The baton he passed to keep him sane to sister Fiona, the one with the brain. With oodles of patience, success did come. Fiona could teach. She learned from her mum. So now through Skype to dad they'd talk when in the house or out for a walk. The siblings spoke often to check on each other. Fiona was pleased. Such a considerate brother. She told how her supermarket was running low. No chicken for weeks. The suppliers were slow. Did Kenneth lament? Did he show a care? No. He presented his Sunday roast fare. The skinnet was crisp. The juices they glistened. He described the smell as poor Fiona listened. He brought the roast chicken close to the screen and chortled away a little tad mean. Don't worry, folks, he was caught on the hop. His chicken slid down onto his laptop. And here endeth my cautionary verse. One laptop kaput, it now needs a hearse. So to all siblings, be kind to each other, especially Kenneth, Fiona's brother.
Home is in tribute to the late, great, one and only Maya Angelou. Still I rise. You may write me down in history, with your bitter, twisted lies. You may tread me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes? Shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, 'cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling I bear in the tide, leaving behind nights of terror and fear. I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise.